Okay, boys, so we're going to start the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. Nun Ches Amid Beis. So look to the Mishnah. Achuzas Adam, referring to a behemoth that had various issues. The question is, do those issues rise to the level that the behemoth should become a treifa? And our Mishnah says, no, it does not. So we started with Achuzas Adam. The behemoth had a problem with too much blood pressure. Exactly right. High blood pressure. Vamushenis, or it had smoke intoxication or smoke infestation. And you had another case of Vamutsunenis. The behemoth became fakil.
The Rambam zut as Mushenis meant Mughal Shkhoyle.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Do you like the Rashi? Second line of the Rashi down below. What does that mean? Smoke inhalation. Okay, it's good. Those people that are upset that the Rambam is not written on the side of the Umid, they have Murash Chayrin. Why don't we have a Rambam? But the Pshat in the Rashi in the Mushenis means no problem. Fakil means that the behemoth has a cold or pneumonia or the flu. Vishakla hardufni, and the behemoth ate hardufni. Hardufni, says Rashi, is a poison. Third line here, the white lines down below. Sam hamovis la behemoth. It's a poison for behemoth. Heist hardufni. Vishakla toyas tarnagoilim. It ate the toya, the excrement from tarnagoilim, from roosters, from hens. Oishishosis mayim haruim. Mayim haruim, says Rashi, means mayim megulim. Where there was giloy, it was not properly covered, and therefore you have to worry about maybe there's the venom of a snake. And all of these cases, the behemah is a ksheira, it does not become a treifa. The behemah is a ksheira. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, ochle sama moves, if it ate a poison, well, we already had a poison a moment ago, the hardufni, Barashi said that was a poison for a behemah. This is ochle sama moves, Rashi. Shisama muvis la'udam. So it ate a poison that's not good for human beings. Oishe kishen nochash. Or it got a bite from a snake. Muteris mishum treifa. There's no problem of treifa, just like the reisha. Muteris mishum treifa. It's kusha. However, asura. Don't eat that behema. Mishum sakonis nefashis. What's the sakonis nefashis? Since this behema ate sama muvis la'udam, or it got the venom from a snake, although the behemoth itself may die, may not die, but it does not have a toiras treifa. However, the udam that eats ramit chasashulam, sakunas tafushis. Maybe it's eating mamish poison, because when you take a piece from that behemoth flesh, it may be infested with that sama mubis, or the venom of the snake. Therefore, don't eat.
It goes on the first part of the Mishnah.
I'm sorry, Nachum?
It goes on the first part of the Mishnah also?
No. There's a Reisha and the Sefer. Yeah. The Reisha ended by my Marum Ksheira. Done. The Sefer. These two are exceptions to the rule that even though they are Ksheira, but don't eat it, Al Tzakunas Nefush. What you do, you go and either you give it to Agoy or you give it to Kluvim. Zukti Murim. Oma Shmiel. Shmiel starts off with a halucha that you do not have in the Mishnah. But the reason why we're bringing it, because we're going to ask a kasha from a braisa. Zuk Shmiel, he'll eat a chiltis. He'll eat a chiltis means that you fed the animal chiltis. What means chiltis? Rashi says, chadhu, it's very sharp. The noikiv espeniyami ayin. And it makes a hole, titfalecherin, the innards, that's the intestines of the animal. It's not only Rashi that says that, but the Gemara says, why is eating chiltis treifim, my timer, the min kevalahi lemayuna? Samach daloch, a puncture, a hole in the b'nei me'ayim. So therefore, this is something which is, this is treifa, zuk shmir. Exactly, vusai is chiltis. So I brought along the art scroll because we have about a dozen words that have fancy names. Rashi says, the art scroll says, some identify this as asafotida. Asafotida, that's what chiltis is. And then Targum Allah says he doesn't know the meaning of the old French term provided by Rashi. So if the Targum Allah weiß nicht and the Artschko weiß nicht, ich weiß auch nicht. Asafotida. Do you know what that is?
No.
Ich weiß auch. Go to the pharmacy and ask if they know. I think only a veterinarian pharmacy would know. Anyway, Zitstreif Olz Menachva. Fregt die Gemara, Musa Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi fregt von der folgende Breise. The Breise starts off the same way as the Mishnah, but as you'll see, it soon makes a change. We start off the Breise. Agus Chuzus Adam. Again, too much blood pressure. Hamushenes. That it had too much smoke inhalation. Sheochla Hadufni. It ate that animal poison. Sheochla Tzeis Tanegoylim. The excrement of Tanegoylim. Vishas is Mayim Aruim. That means Mayim Megulim. Until now, it was word for word like the Mishnah. Yet, look the Breise Vaita. He'll eat the Teya. You fed the animal Teya. You're wondering, what is Teya? You'll see at the end of today's Umid, last five words, my Teya Umravid. So if you can all be patient, the Mishnah will get to it then. What is that Teya? Chiltis. Oh, this is Enzer Chiltis. Oh, Palpalim. Palpalim means Fefa. Ochle Samamuvis. Or it ate a Samamuvis. Samamuvis meaning for a person. Well, we're going to talk about that shortly. Ochle Samamuvis is Kshayra. So far, what is our kasha? Kasha number one is that we said if it eats chiltis, it's ksheira, right? As we state in the Brayse, you eat chiltis ksheira. The barrel with nun ches umid beis, four lines from the bottom of the umid. Is a shver and shmiel. Shmiel said if you gave the behemoth to eat chiltis, it's treifa. And here it says in the Brayse that even though the behemoth ate chiltis, it's ksheira. Yeah, which chaim is to get the kasha? Good, that's kasha number one. We're also going to ask a kasha momentarily from the Sam Hamuvas. Let's wait till we get there. Continuing on the Braisa, Hikisha Nuchosh, an animal bite, and not an animal bite, a snake bite. Oishanoshka Kelev Shoita, or you have a dog that had rabies. Uteris Misham Treifa, you do not have to worry about tarfas, Vasura Misham Sakunas Nefushas, but you do have to worry about a Sakunas Nefushas, meaning that a person is going to eat from it, and Chulila, he's going to get that venom or that rabies into himself, and therefore it's usur al sekudas afushas. So that's the end of the brayse, and now we have a double kasha. Kasha number one is kasha chiltis achiltis. Shmuel said at the beginning of the Gemara, hiltita chiltis is treifa, and the brayse says he gave chiltis is ksheira. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is sama muvas asamha muvas. What did we learn in the Mishnah? Ochle Samamuvas, that was the beginning of the Sefer. We said it's Mitte Mishim Treifa, Usa Mishim Sakunes Nefushas. However, in this Braisa, the Ochle Samamuvas was not the beginning of the Sefer. That was the end of the Reisha of the Braisa. The Reisha begins, Achizas Adam and all the rest, all of these things, Ochle Samamuvas, it's Ksheira, period. Then you have the Sakunas Nefushas problem. Since our Mishnah, Ochle Samamuvis, is in the Sefer, it's a Sakunas Afushas Brahm. And here in the Braise, we put in the Reish, and we said it's Ksheira, Freiting Imura, Kasha, Chiltis, Achiltis, Kasha, Samamuvis, Samamuvis. Everything more, Chiltis, Achiltis, like Kasha. Kan Baalin, Kan Bekortin. Alin means the leaves, those are not an issue. That is Ksheira, that is Seder. Bekortin, Kort means pieces, like you have. We had menuchas, a kartshel levoina, kartshel melech. Means kleine shtikeloch, small little pieces. What's it din by that? Oh, those look shmiel. Halita chiltis is treifa. If that's what the behemoth, if the animal ate leaves of chiltis, it's ksheira. If the animal ate particles, small pieces of chiltis, it's a treifa. Shoy, for enfit kasha number one. Samamuvis or samamuvis like kasha. Ha dido, ha de udam. It depends. Who is the poisonous for? Is it a poisonous for the behaima, or is it poisonous for the udam, for the mensch? Okay, so in the braisa, when it's talking about sam hamuvas, wasn't the braisa gezogt, as is kusher, it's talking about, it's a sam hamuvas to behaima, it's not a sam hamuvas le udam. That's why there is no pikiach nefesh, no sakunas nefushes, because this sam hamuvas is a poison for the animal. But it doesn't affect human beings. A human being could eat from it, it's okay. I wish in the Mishnah Ochle Samamuvas Asir Misham Sakunas Afushas, because it was dangerous, it was a poison for human beings. So that's a very simple teretz. There's only one problem. What's that problem? Because we're saying here in the Braisa, we spoke about this Samamuvas, that it's kosher. Why is it kusha? Why are you allowed to eat? Why isn't it treifa? Because it's only a samamuvas lebahaima and not liudam. But the braisa began achuzestam meushanes v'sheachla hardufni. And we explained before the Hadufni is also a Sam of Muvis Lebahaima. Frey Timara, Sam of Muvis Lebahaima, Haini Hadufni. The Chayr, we're repeating ourselves twice. The Timara, Trey Gabni Sam of Muvis, do Zwei Minim Fin poison. This is a triple A poison and a double A poison. It's a Zwei Minim poison. This is a Hadufni, this is a Sam of Muvis. They're both poisonous. But the Maisa, there is no danger for people because it's only poisonous for animals, and that's why it's kosher, and make it essence, it's not dreifa, and there's no sakuna sefushas. That's a psakasha? Night. Frey timur my teya, matakiret, he'll eat the teya. Vusit de teya, omr of Yehida, it's ikra. Ikra means the shoirish, the roots of the marirta. Okay, you get the sense of the word marirta that it's bitter. But the question is, mura, exactly. But the question is, vus maitus. So, again, I have the art scroll, it has a fancy term. It is the root of aconite, assuming that I'm pronouncing it correctly. Aconite is A-C-O-N-I-T-E. On the bottom, the art scroll says, it's variably known as wolf's bane and mug's hood. So, it's a family of perennial herbaceous plants with clusters of hood-like flowers. The leaves and roots of many species are poisonous. Shai weiss the chiyatz as teya meant a poisonous food.
Moshe Chaim said maybe teya is related to the word tea.
I hope the tea that you drink is not poisonous. I hope the tea is a machayet.
It's marirta, but it's...
It is marirta? Okay, so take herbal teas instead of the Lipton. Okay, anyway, ikra marirta, this is the teya, and this some gets kishmis in the brisa. Fine. Okay, if you want to, should we review from last year, or should we review just from 10 seconds ago? Okay, so go back 5 lines from the bottom of the omid. He'll eat the teya, then skip ahead 5 words. Shaira, it's kosher. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Now we continue on the Gemara. Omer Vida. We spoke about the Chiltis. So, Chiltis, as Shmuel said, is treifa. But not only is it treifa for the animal, it is dangerous for human beings. Omer Vida, Hayman de Uchel, Tlosa, Takli, Chiltis. Whoever eats, Tlosa is 3. Takli is from Lushan Shkulim. In other words, 3 Shkulim weights. That's a fairly large volume of Chiltis. Ali Bereitna. On an empty stomach, mishtalach mashche, chasishulim, his skin will peel off. Why does the skin peel off, says Rashi? Because the chiltis mechamamusa ma'oit, it makes him very hot and feverish. And that fever is so intense, it causes the skin never to go and peel. Amr Bavia, Sir Bavia said, everybody hears us on the phone, everybody can hear?
The location of the peeling.
Location of the peeling is very appealing. Yeah.
It's behind the tail.
It's behind the tail. How do you know?
Under the tail.
Under the tail.
You studied it.
You studied it? Okay. Shkoya, thank you for sharing. Anyway, but now we're going to talk about, until now, this Rav Yehuda and the Rav Avia are talking about human beings. So hopefully they don't have tails. So Omer Bavo, on the 3rd line. I had this story. V'achli, and I ate. The Rabavui learned the daf very religiously, and he knew that if Yehuda said, if you eat 3, then that's a mishtalach mashche. So he only ate 1. V'ivda v'achli chad takle chaltisa. 1 shekel weight of chiltis. The Eloi, the yasviv mamai, if it wasn't for the fact that I quickly went into a cold shower or in a cold bathtub, mishtalach mashchui, I would have had the same problem that my skin would have peeled. And the kiyamti ba'atzmi, by going quickly into this cold bathtub, I was mekayim of nzichalayin v'shtaitin pusik in koheles, ha'chochma techayiv ve'oleha. Person that uses chochma bisal saichel, that can bring chayim to its owner. In other words, a person that thinks a little bit before he acts, amul baruch Hashem, but the chokhmah only came to him after he already ate it and he got very heated up. But Shnel, Yerang Yegang in a kalt abud, and Baruch Hashem, he saved his life.
But how do you know it means the weight in the area?
The area?
How do you know that?
Tikli Ashkulim. So in the Heilig Art School, it's Oichel Mishkol Shloish Ashkulim. Mishkol is the weight.
Mishkol.
Okay. Anyway, but if it's your pshat, I have no problem with
that.
This is Kehelet Zayin. Should we begin from Kehelet Aleph, from all the way from the... this is not interesting with the Gemara. Nochem Shia Alis Adochshmis. Omer of Yosef, Haiman the Uchel, person who's going to eat the following meal. Shitzri Bey, 16 eggs. V'arbui em goizi. Is a machloikis between the English art scroll and the Hebrew art scroll, where the arbui means 4 nuts or 40 nuts. Whichever way. He ate 16 eggs or 4 or 40 nuts. V'shev butisa de parchi. Shev butisa parchi says Rashi, third, fourth line, garine. Garine would be the pits or the berries of tzlaf. Tzlaf is a caper tree or caper bush, and the article calls that caper berries. So he ate now 7 caper berries. The shasi, and he drank reviyasa de duvsha, a revius of honey, but kifas tamiz, meaning now during the summer month during tamiz, aliberetna when he is hasn't eaten anything on an empty stomach, mis aker talya de libe, chas v'sholem, talya de libe, says Rashi, is the chibor liboy ne'ekar. It's a fourth Rashi from the top. Now these are not or, these are all and. This is what he ate, a grand meal in the morning for breakfast. Liberetna, the 16 eggs, met the 40 nuts, met the 7 caper berries, and he drank the honey, and etc. A liberetna, misakir, misakir means will get severed or uprooted. Kol ikra chibaliboy. Chibaliboy means all of those sinews that connect the heart to the rest of the body. All of those sinews met membranes in the ezoch hazachim. They will all chas v'sholem be nekar, because this is not a good diet to eat on an empty stomach during the summer months.
So he's going to die.
Why should we say he's going to die? He needs a yeshiyim, davzun telefeim, and I bish metzum nishik and arafiyish life. Amazum gets weiter. Ahu bar tavya, the usel bei reish kalisa. You have a bar tavya. Tavya is a tzvi, which of course, as you know, is deer. So bar tavya, a young deer. The usel bei reish kalisa, came into shtib from reish kalisa. They have a mifsik, Karen Basraisa, that had an amputation or a part of its back feet were severed. As we had in the Gemara a couple of days ago, even though Nishbar HaRegel, depending on where it's amputated or where it's severed, Lamal Lamata, it could be that it's Treif or Kusha, but he said, put that aside. You have to worry about the Tzoyim HaSagin. Tzoyim HaSagin, as you know, are special sinews in the body that are in the body. You see it. By, for those of you that like to eat chicken, on a pulka in fancy English is a drumstick, on the bottom you have 16 gidin. We don't normally see all of them because they've already cleaned a lot of that up. But you see that the bottom of the drumstick has on those gidin, and by behind me you have the same thing there. By behind it's not 16, it's only 3 gidin, but it's 3 gidin under the ankle joint or the knee joint, and that holds together that joint and that behind that foot. So even though part of the foot was severed, said Rav, let's be boidig with same as again. And he checked it. The achshrei, Baruch Hashem is alz kusha v'yusha. And therefore he said, Meken shenasin. So v'lameichel minei ba'umtza, he wanted to go and eat it ba'umtza. Rashi says, ba'umtza means, he didn't, apparently Rav was hungry, and or he had to give a shear, he didn't have that much time in his hands, so he didn't want to spend a lot of time on cooking and baking and roasting. So, says Rashi, Imtza, about 7 lines from the top. Ainit tzuli kol katataner. He didn't roast it fully. Ela molchem oid, put in a lot of salt, of course, to get out all of the blood. Vitzileh kol den abissel. So he murzit a machel ben drisui. He made it medium rare, ala gecholim, schnell, gegessen. That's not, he didn't eat it yet, but so far he intended to go and eat it. Umtza means roya height, when it's still raw. Not mamish raw, but in other words, medium rare. Shmuel, as you all know, was a doctor. So Umle Shmuel said to Rav, Lechayish Marni Nikuri, aren't you afraid that maybe Chulila, this animal, had a snake bite? And maybe that's the reason why they cut off the bottom of the leg. For all I know, I mean, we don't know what happened, how it lost the bottom of the leg, but maybe they took it to a veterinarian, or maybe somebody who owned this animal saw a snake bite, and he was worried about the animal die, or the person that would eat it would die, so he cut off that piece. But maybe the venom has already spread into the body, so even though you check the same as Sagid and everything is fine, skondoch zayin that there is a pikiach nefesh. Omalesi told him, Maita kanta, vuzalachtin, how can I figure it out? He says, noisu betanira, go and put it into a tanner, into an oven. The iu badik nafshe, svenzich alain et machana bigdika. In other words, you don't have to go now take a bedika mit an X-ray, mit a CAT scan, mit the other gitzachen. Just put into the tana vestushin zay. O yisvei hitaka, put him into the tana, and shortly thereafter, nofal tilchi tilchi. Tilchi tilchi means that ganze shticka of the animal started falling apart, falling away. Meaning that this is all decayed skin or decayed the flesh of the animal, and that's why it now fell to pieces. Rav realized, oh, yi, that's not what normally happens when you put a piece of flesh in the oven, that it starts falling to pieces. Here's a chasim that taki, it has some sort of poison. Kori Shmila lay the Rav. So Shmila said about Rav, that Rav Baruch Hashem was saved from possible sakunas of fushis. La'yin le tzadik al oven, the Rabbi Yishol lost nish tzi, that a tzadik shush chasashulim get any problems, any evil. Kori Rav lay the Shmila, and now Rav complimented Shmila. Kol roz lay unas lach Shmila, the kenstach, not only kol atayra killer, you know, even all the chochma of the imes ha'olam too. As we know, Shmuel, besides being a doctor, was also was bookie in astronomy. Nehirin le shvila derekia kishvila deneadur. Just like we know that this is 60 Cromwell Road, and then you have Quaker Hill Road, mit old Quaker Hill Road, ikadoyma, kivis pinkloch, all the streets up in Shemayim. So, called Rosley Unaslach, is not a secret that Shmuel didn't know. Baruch Hashem, he saved Rav's life. Somebody on the conference call is shuffling with papers or whatever, so please, if you can cease and desist. Yeah. There's no secret that you don't know. Okay, on to Mishnah. Onas is Oynis Rachmuna Patre. We don't have to know it now, it's an Oynis because we have to continue on. Zuk to Mishnah. Simune b'chayima v'chayi nemer min ha-toyre. Everybody knows the two simunim of b'chayima v'chayi. There has to be malas geira and mafrise parsa. Choose its cud and it has split hooves. We're going to talk about that more in the Gemara momentarily. The simuni oif le nemri. In the Torah shtaitnishka simuni oif, you have both in Parsha Shmini and Parsha Sarei. When it enumerates all the non-kosher oifes, there are 24 altogether. It's ayah mitaya, you'll remember the Rashi. This is your repeated, nish repeated. Anyway, the point is, the Torah doesn't identify which are kosher, which are not kosher, just lists those 24. There are thousands and thousands of oifis, so the vast majority of oifis throughout the world are all kosher. The problem, however, is we don't know which one are those 24 which are listed in the Heilige Torah. If we knew, it wouldn't be a problem. Since we don't know today, unless you have a mesoira on a particular oif, you cannot eat from it, even though 90% of all oif is 95% of all kusha. I'm a kenelnish because we don't have a mesoira. So, but however, the chachum gave, nevertheless, certain simunim. Omri chachum. And we're going to go and enumerate four simunim of an oif which is tor. Number one, kol oif ha-doiris is tomei. If this oif acts like a vulture, that it goes and seizes its prey, a predator, then you know it's tomei. So that's already simon number one. If you want to identify it's an oif which is tur, make sure it doesn't go and be doiris and grab hold of its prey. Number two, koshiyesh le etzbiya seir, it has an extra finger. What means that it has an extra finger? So I brought the article of the Hatodu Builder. So if you see here, for those of you that can see it, he has a fisel. There are three fingers, one after the other, and then this one which is elevated, it doesn't go in the same order as the other three. So it doesn't mean that it has the Seder, an extra one. It means that typically an oif has four fingers, but the fourth one is not in the same row. Just like human beings have your fingers in a row, here three of them in a row, and one of them comes out a little bit higher on the side. So therefore, that's what's called Etzvi Seder according to Rashi. He brings it to Ramban, holds Etzvi Seder, means that this is a lenglecha, it's a longer etzba than the others. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, so that is again a simon of an oif tur, has this etzbi yaseir. Zefek means that it has a crop. Crop is where after the food goes down the veshit, is the esophagus, the food pipe, it goes into the zefek, into the crop, and from the crop it goes into the korkabun. Everybody knows a korkabun is of Engelish heist a gizzard, of Yiddish heist is a pipicle. Some of the young right today don't know what a pipicle is, but when I was young, when every single bar mitzvah and every single chasen, everything was, the first course, instead of giving grass and giving portobello mushrooms, but you gave them to Essen. So you got always at least one or two pipiclech together with one or two small small wings of the chicken. So that's a Geisen test. Yeah.
Chicken fricassee.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so let's get back. So we have four simonim. Kol oif adoidus. Number one, a kushra oif is not a predator. It's not a vulture. Number two, it has the etzvi seda. Number three, it has a zefek. It has a crop. Vikurgvanoi niklaf gzuntai. And it's kurkuban, meaning that typical niklaf, you can remove and peel off the outside membrane. Four simonim of tuah. But again, halacha lemaisa, you cannot rely on this because we are not familiar with the simonim. We're not familiar with the names. So we have to rely on sight. Any oif that splits its feet is tumme. That what means it split. We don't mean like shisa shesa, because that shisa shesa shtei frusais. That's a simon tour. And now we're talking that it's tumme. So you have again a picture over here. The oif tumme has four legs, or not four legs, four fingers, and then when it wants to grab hold of, in this case, a branch, you have two on one side, two on the other side. So it splits up when it grabs. Take a good look, my good friend. See here on the bottom, because otherwise you have another 25 kashas. Is eight this?
You know, that's what? You split the two in the front, two in the back.
You see, two in the front, two in the back. Exactly, it grabs.
The construction,
see, two and two. This is the built. So, it wants to grab hold of this, the two fingers on top and two fingers on the bottom. So that's called the Ogoif HaChodik Kisragav. It splits up the two and the two. It's a Chapu and his tummy. Fine, we're now finished with Oifis, and now we fly on to Chagovim. Chagovim are Heishrikim, otherwise known as grasshoppers. The Chagovim Koshi Yeshli Arba Ragloyim, the Arba Kanafayim, the Kartzulim, the Kanaf of Choifinus Rubai. There too you have four simonim. Number one, it has four legs. Number two has four wings. Kartzulim are long feet with which it jumps up and down. And the kanaf of Choifinus Rubai, that its kanafayim, its wings, go and cover roiv of the chugav. That's kusha. If it has those four simonim. I don't have to tell you that even Bizman Azeh, there are taimana that are familiar with the Mesoira on these four, and they eat it. They eat the chagov. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ushmoy Chugav. Rabbi Yossi says there's a fifth requirement too. At the Oilam Rif Disun Chugav. It's not enough just to have these four, but if you go into the store to go and buy it, it says on the label, it says, this is a chugav. Then you check out the four simunim, Hastach the four simunim, mit the chugav, then you can eat it. Ubedogim fish is much simpler, koshi yeshli snapper kaskasis. Snapper, as you all know, means fins. Kaskasis are scales. The Yehuda Oimer, shnei kaskasis snapper echad. A minimum, you have to have two scales together with one fin. The Eilehen kaskasin, what means kaskasin? The scales are kavum by. Those are the ones that are attached to the skin of the fish. Usnapirim hapirech ben. Hapirech doesn't mean to fly. Says Rashi, shot behem alamoyim. It goes and swims with the snapirim, with its fins. But you only need one to make it kusha. Fine. Does everybody else hold like that? Quite sure. Usually the Gemara says that when the Yehuda comes in the Mishnah, it comes lefarish and not to argue. But remember, we had about 10 blad ago in the Gemara, there was one Iboya Seima that Efshe do an under man the Yom of Zal, Nishto Zay. But Bederech Klal, we say Yehuda is lefarish and not that he comes to argue. Okay, Zuki Muriyat. Tuner Abunam. So now for the next 10-20 block, we're going to go through all the simunim, the ving, the ba'imis, the ba'ifis, the chagovim, and dugim, satan, levitik. Okay, tunabun. Eli hain simuni behema. What are the simuni behema? Shtaitachem pusik. Kol behema mafres is paris, vishusa, shesa, shtei prosa ba behema, malas, gere ba behema, oisa techeda. Good. Now, zuki it's the braisa. Kol behema shemalas gere. If you see that the behema is malas gere means that it chews its cud. What does that mean that it chews its cud? Means that the animal eats, the food goes down into the zefek or to the kurkuban, and then subsequently it comes back up again into the mouth, and then
it's like a reflex.
And you get a full refund of all the food. It went down, and it sends it back up, and then the behemoth starts in chewing it again. And nochmul, the kaiterup is like an elevator, and it eats it at least two times. The first time, and then the second time when it's mal, when it comes up again. So kol behemah shemal is geira. Zuk the b'raisa. Biyodia she'ein lo shinayim lemala. you know for a fact that this behemoth does not have upper teeth. It only has teeth on the bottom as well as upper teeth in the back. But it doesn't have front teeth. It doesn't have any front teeth, and the article has nechabud for them. I'm sure you want to see it. So, hastachdu, see, is a sis metapura. Give a kick. The pura, which is the kosher one, has teeth, but it starts halfway down, both on top and on bottom. Front teeth, no front teeth.
No front teeth?
No front teeth.
Can I see?
Of course you're going to see. Okay, they're showing. Why doesn't Father say that? This is a bishop. This is a jar. That's why this is not kosher, and this is kosher. Yeah, it wants to take it. You're entitled to read. As they say. You want to see it? Please also show my good friend Rebel. He shouldn't feel left out. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So we just said now, it bidish em shinam lamala utoyra. So now this price is telling us two things. Number one, a metzias and halucha. The metzias is telling us a behemoth malas geira, the metzias weisach vazichet, em shinam lamala, it doesn't have fronty. A lady. Number two, if it's behemoth which is malas geira, automatically it's tohoira. It's going to be to her. I know you're all thinking, what about your sashes and prusa? We're going to talk about it. Don't be nervous. But in the meantime, tells us, number one, the metzias. If it's a malas geira, no teeth in the front. Utahoira, and the halucha is medmei gises. Frey timura. Clearly, is that really true? Vare gumo the mali geirahu, the ein shloish l'naim, the mala, the tomei. As you know, of the four or the five, let's just talk about the four that are identified in the Torah. You have, besides the Gomel, you have the Shufan and the Arneves. All three of those, they are all Malageira, but they're not Mafras Parsa. They chew their cud, but they do not have split hoofs. Then there's one, the Chazer, that has Punkfakert. It doesn't chew its cud, but it does have split hooves, and that's why everybody talks about the Chazer, Fislach, the Chazer, so proud. Zesach ben Akusha, look at my feet. Okay, anyway. Beginning back to Agumar.
Because the pig tries to put his best foot forward.
Ah, very nice. So my good friend Shelley, who's on the phone, says that the reason why the pig is always showing off its feet because it wants to put its best foot forward. Shkoyach. So let's go and move Taka forward. Vari Gumal, the male geirahu. Gumal is one of the three. Even though the one only refers to Gumal, Rashi says, don't forget it's Chaverim. It's the other two, which are the Shufan and the Arneves. They're all Maligera. The Ein Lo Shinaim Lamala. They don't have Shinaim Lamala. So that's good in terms of the Metzias is good. We said, that's fine. However, in the Brice it says Utahira, and we know that the Gumal and the other two are all Tomei. So this that you're telling me as a rule, Halucha, Behema Maligera, it's Tahira, Sinishemis. These three are all Maligera, and they're Tomei. Zokti Yemura Nishkefelech, because Gomel Nivi Islay. It has Nivi. What's my Nivi? Rashi has two pshutim, but Rashi, the first part of the Rashi is Shteishinai Yeshlo Lamala Achas Mikan Vi Achas Mikan. It's not the regular teeth that you would normally find, like we saw by the cyst that has a lot of teeth, but rather it has two teeth, which are, the article calls them canine teeth. Whatever canine teeth are vaiselnish, but they're not your regular normal molars or other types of teeth, and therefore these are special types of teeth. That's Rashi's first pshat, and the Rashi is the second pshat, that we're not really talking about teeth, we're really talking about growth of gums inside the mouth, which look like teeth. Okay, whatever the pshat is. So therefore the Gemara's answering is that you're right, that the gomel is taka tomei, it's treif. You know why? Because it has teeth. And we said in the Braisa, the behemah malageira b'yidush ain lo shinaim lamal, and that's why it's tuhar. Dusotach saying it does have teeth, and that's why it's tumah. There's an obvious problem over here. The obvious problem is we just said that kol behemah malageira b'yidush ain lo shinaim. We know that the gumal is a malageira. They took the fetish in the Torah. There's a gumal. All of those are malageira, but parsa in an amafris. So the price of rizuk. If the behemah is malas geira, b'dish ein lo shinayim. And now the Gemara is saying that a gomel hatach yoshinayim. So we answered the kasha from the tamei and tahira. Remember, the Brice is telling us first the metzias, and then it's telling us that it's kusha. So the Gemara asked the kasha on the kashrus part. How can you go and say that kol behemah malas geira is tahira, ich zei that the gomel mit the andre tzvai happen to be tameya? So the Gemara, no problem, because they have tzei. Yip balamase. This is a behemoth which is malas geira. It's clear that it's malas geira. The Torah is up to malas geira. And b'yidish ein shlishnayim, the zuchs of the brayis and the metzias is it doesn't have teeth, and now you're telling me the gomel does have teeth. So you for the kasha the gabi tahira by saying, you know why it's not tahira? Because the reason why it's tumei b'sotach tzei. But that now defeats the first part of the brayis, which says it clearly. Any behemah malas keira hot nishkesh katzei. Anyway, the gemara is going to ask that kasha in another two lines. I'm just preparing you right now. Vraytimor, okay, by the gomel is git. Vari ben gomel, the young gomel, the nivi nami lesle, it doesn't have teeth yet, just like lahavdil by babies, they don't have teeth, and only grows later on. So the ben gomel also doesn't have teeth yet. It's maligera, it doesn't have teeth, but since it's a gomel, it's treif. Didn't you say that it's tohira? Visu, and we go again back to the other two. Harishuf and Varnevis, they are malaskerehen, shteitach in the Torah, they're malaskerehen, v'yesh lehen shinayim lemala, and they have shinayim lemala, just like the gomel has the nivi, these are mamish shinayim lemala, utmeim, and they're tomei.
So what's the kasha?
Okay, so you tell me what's the kasha. What did the Brice say? What's the description of behemah malaskerehen? It's hot saying or hot nishkatzein?
Nishkatzein.
Biduah shein. What did we say now about the Arnevda Shufan? What will you do? They don't. So that's a good Takasha? Okay, that's Kasha number one. Number two, he said, Malas Keir is Toira. Are these two Toira?
No.
Okay, so you see, you have two Kashas. See, Vaistach Besan Imir, it's white Kasha. Vo'oit, Shinaim Iksiv Baraisa. I looked all over in Parshas Emor, not Emor. I'll never find an Emor. In Parsha Shmini and in Parsha Sirei, and I don't think I see anything about saying. So to me, Halachi Ko'omar, we're going to revamp the Brisa from the beginning. Ko behema she'ein lo shinayim. If you find a behema somewhere in the midbar, it's hot nishkatzein lemala, the upper teeth, the front teeth. Be'adua she'im maligera. You know for sure she malaske. You know for sure it's a maligera, and you even know it's a mafreses parsa utahoyra. And then the Gemara, you have to add another five lines later. The Gemara says, "Buvad shiakir," that it's not a gumal and it's not an arnevis and not a shufa. If you know for sure that it's not one of those three, and you find a behema valgindach in the gas, it's walking down the street, it's in midbar, wherever, behema she'en lo shinaim, you know for a fact, number one, it's malas keira, and you know number two, that it's mafres parsi. You don't have to even check the feet. Al siskush. Afraid tomorrow. For living prepares to say, what's art to steer? What does it bother you to go and check out the feet and see whether Taka has split hooves or not? It's talking about Rahmun al-Islan that the feet were cut off, and since the feet are cut off, you cannot go and tell whether it's split hooves or not split hooves. That's an ishtu kafis. Ashish kafis and ishtu. Okay, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda, Taka gave us a real life story. The Omer of Chizda, Yom Halach ben Midbar, a person is walking in the Midbar. Umutza Behem, and he finds Behemish Parsi, Seah Chatichai. You cannot go and check the feet, for Sotnish Kafis, Nabuch. Boy, dig the feet.
I think that it's not a treif.
Sorry, Nachum?
It's the kind of cut that's not a treif. It's cut off the piece.
Yeah, so you cannot tell whether it has.
No, but I'm saying, but that should make it a
treif. No, then there wouldn't be a Shabbat. Yeah. You're 100% right. The Mordechai points out, there has to be one of those cuts. We had the Gemara before, it's been there, Kuvalamala, Makuvalamata, Tzaymasagidin. Exactly, Tzaymasagidin. So we're talking about those problems are not an issue. We're only trying to identify whether it's a kosher species or non-kosher species. Shkoyach Ramotcha. Anyway, so getting back to Gemara, Boydik Bafia, you don't have to go and check the feet, just look into its mouth. If you don't see any front teeth over there, the Adua Shita Hoira, then you know for sure that it's Tur. Imlav as Yodu Shinaim Lamala, then you know that it's tumah. But in all cases, shiyakir gumal. He has to know what a gumal looks like. If this person doesn't know what a gumal looks like, so he sees tak in the mouth. There's no shinaim lamala. He sees that the gumal is chewing very nicely, and it's not male geira. So you say to yourself, it is a male geira. No, I'm sorry, my apologies. It is a male geira by the fact that it had no shinaim. So he says, but if he doesn't know what a gumal looks like, maybe he's looking tak into the mouth of a camel instead of in the mouth of a kosher animal. So therefore, he has to know the gumal, and Rashi both, and Toises both like and see. If you look at, to do a Klein the Toises over here. Ein lecha mal geir betomi ele gumal. You see about almost halfway down the Toises in Pirish, b'shar haksivim imoy, the shufan, the anevis, the shesua, you have to throw in the others as well. In Parashas Re'eh, you also have the Shesua, which is, according to Rashi and the Gemara, is a fifth min, even though we don't really know what that is. But this is Nishkaf Kemen. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says now, Uvachi Yaka, Gomel, Gomel, Mithi Aneves, and Mithi Shofen. When's Yakir? Where's my Yakir?
He should recognize the
Torah. He is a person that knows what a gomel looks like. Because if he's not familiar with what a camel looks like, he's going to go and see an animal. He just learned the Chazal. There are no feet, so I can't check the feet. Okay. They don't have to. Just by the befiat. There are no shinam lamala. There are no front teeth. Muzach zayin that this is a malas geira, and therefore it's kusha. So the Gemara, but it might be a gomel, because a gomel hapnishkat zayin in lamala, and it is a malas geira, but you're not allowed to eat it. But
right? So
Levi,
didn't you say
that? Guess what? The kasha that both of you are asking the peh echad. Didn't you tell me we're going to open up the mouth? We're going to see the Nevi. We're going to go and see the saint, right, Brother Shai? Beautiful kasha. Like the Gemara said before, because the Ben Gomel is, of course, just as Usra as a Gomel, but it's a baby Gomel and doesn't have any teeth. So you look inside, doesn't have teeth. Doesn't have teeth Lamala. Mizrachsan that it's a Malaskeda. Mizrachsan that it's Kusha. And you're going to eat from it. Therefore, you have to know what a Gomel looks like and what a Ben Gomel looks like. Frank Timura, let me ask you a question. Lavam Risik Ben Gomel. Once you tell me that there are always exceptions to the rule, the Ben Gomel is an exception. Ikanami Minach Reven, the Dovin Ben Gomel. Maybe there are other species of animals which are also Doimel Ben Gomel, that they do not have teeth, and therefore the Maligera, and therefore you're going to say that they're Kusha, but really they're not Kusha because they are cousins and second cousins, third cousins of the Gomel, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? The only thing that is maligera and is tume is a gomel, and then again throw in parentheses like the Torah says, the shufan mit yanevus, but those are the only things. Lafiche pura perikusiv he. That's why the Torah says kimale geiruhu to tell you only a gomel, only a shofen, only a neves in parshas re'eh, only a sua sinishtu kan andra behema. And ever since the Gemara has been written until today, so did the ala grois chachum and avoinim have sought to find something in Africa, in Australia, in the North Pole and the South Pole. We still haven't identified any other animal besides these written in the Torah, which are male geira and are not mafris parsa. So nishdo, only these are written in the Torah.
Why is there not a Kabbalah on buffalo? Some people don't eat buffalo. There's no Kabbalah on it. What's a Kabbalah? There we have a mamish of the Ferish Gemara, you don't have to worry.
I was never offered buffalo meat, I never had to ask. I recommend that you speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. And if you can't find one, then call up the OU or other Hashguchas that probably have Chachum that know more about this than I do. This is same Rav Chisda, and now he makes a slight change. A person's going on the road, and he finds that the mouth is cut off. The front of the punim of the Bahima, the mouth was cut off. Mistuma, because the Bahima is took in Lushan Hara, and Matigimapach, and Matarugikar. So Gumma means it's cut off. Oh, so Bahidi Barsa said, now go and check out the feet. In part, you say, Sadukites, if you see that there's taka split hooves, Vidishitoy, Vice the Chasis to it. Imlav, if you don't find split hooves, Vidishitome, then you know it's Tume. But of course, Nachamul Gimor adds, Ubavachi Yakir Chazar, he has to be able to know what a pig, a Dover Acha, looks like. Because if he doesn't know what a chazal looks like, he's going to see the parzaseh sedukais. He can't go and check the mouth because the mouth is cut off. But he sees, I see a good tefislach. So he has to know that what a chazal looks like. Frank Timor, Nochmul is over kasha. Lav Amris, Ika chazal, Ika nam minachrinit damil chazal, Efshitu ergets in Africa, ergets that the psadoim to the chazal. And therefore that's ultra treif, even though it has split hooves. Loiso kadaita, sinishdo azazach, sinishdo. The Tana Edvei Rabbi Shmuel, Biasachazik Imafres Parsa. Who? Shalom Bayloma Yodei Shein Luchadu Veshemafres Parsa. Tell me, El Chazik, just the Einziger. Try to find some Sinishdu. Ficha Pura Bayakusiv. He says, No Dem Nisht Kanam Derbay. Yom Rav Chizda. Hayim Halach Bal Midba Umutze Bahaim Shapia Gomem. I Parsa Seachaticha Nebuch Hazam Bahaim Nebuch. Both the front of the mouth and Nebuch cut off. The feast and cut off. What do you do now? Boyd Bixura. You go and check out the Busa. Means the hot. What means the hot? Baltim is a nochaminit, exactly what that means. Don't get noivis of Baisa. In Mahalach Shesiv Erev, if it goes Shesiv Erev in both directions, And then you know that it's tur. That it's tumay. Ubavad shiyakir aroid, but you have to know what an aroid looks like. Aroid is a wild donkey. Why? Because that wild donkey also has shesi verev, but of course you cannot go and eat an aroid. Normally you can go and check to see whether it's malagirim af bafav is parasa. But here you can't, because number the mouth is cut off and the feet are cut off. So then the only thing, the only heter is, the only simon is shesi verev, but an aroid hot och shesi verev. Zuktimor lav amris ik aroid, ikanami min achrune dami aroid, efshet to do andra nishka wild donkey zips and andra vilde b'chaya. Zuktimor, now the Gemara can't go and give the same terrors the Gemara gave before. The chala b'ilumai pur b'cho akusva, the Torah writes specifically all those minim. Vashishtait nishteh min deh masa mit the shesiv erim. Zuktimor, Gemiri, we have a kabula for Nizarebis, back probably to Moshe Rabbeini, the leka sinishdu, nocha zabahayma, like the aroid that has as a shesiv erev and is tummy. Freakdom of Echaboydik, where do I look for this shesiv erev? We don't mean the shesiv erev that it's wearing a necklace around mit tzelem. We don't mean that. So Echaboydik vizol in the kicking. Rab Abai v'sim Rab Chizda be kanfeho ikitz. What's my kanfeho ikitz? Says Rashi, seven lines on the bottom. Tachas etzem hu aliyah. Now you have to pick up the tail of the aliyah of the back of the animal. Shekoyin anka. Yesh busar, so there's flesh over there. Shekishikoyin oisai nikra shesi ve'erev. You have to add from the shita mekabezes. V'yesh nikra erev. So do part of that flesh, you can go and cut it either way. In other words, if you, I'm assuming that what it means is that if your wives have ever prepared a roast and then you have to go and cut it, you have to cut it with the grain and not against the grain. If you go against the grain, then it's so you have to go and cut it correctly. Here apparently you can go and cut it either way, but not the gamsabahima, only that part underneath the aliyah, and that's a simen kashrus if you don't have the other two simen.
It's the basar or the hot?
It's you see it from the forgive my son is asking, is it really a simen in the basar? It's a simen in the hot, in the skin. Simun Echai. Now we have to talk about Simun Echai. And the Gemara asks an obvious question. Tunabun, Elohim Simun Echai. What do I need special Simun of Echai? Right? We're quoting the Mishnah. Simun Echai, Vachaya, Namim and Atoira. Freight Timur Echai, Bechal Bahaimehi. We know when it comes to Simunim, in terms of Kashrus, Chai is the same din as kosher animals. Does it have, is it Malagera? Is it Mafras Barsa? You know it's Kusha. If it doesn't have these two Simunim, you know it's not Kusha. What is this special Simunim by Chai? Reb Zera, what I mean to say is not to establish whether it's kosher or not, but to establish whether it's a chaya or not. What difference does it mean? Lahatir chalva. You know, the chalav of a chaya is mutter to eat. The chalav of behaima, tumanish esin. How can you determine whether this is a chaya or a behaima? That's what the Mishnah meant. Eilu simoni chaya. V'achi kame. Eilain simoni chaya, shechalva mitter. So what are those takados simonim? Koshiesh lo kanaim, it has horns. Or tlafayim, it has hooves on the bottom. Now, winds, don't all animals have hooves? So, b'doisa oimer, yesh lo kanaim. If it has horns, yet tzurich lachsel tlafayim. Tlafayim, this is nisho zoivichtik. The important thing, it has the horns. Yesh lo tlafayim, if it has the hooves, tzurich atel lachsel al kanaim. Means bottom line is, tlafayim is really in loimalav loimoyrid. The ek is the kanaim, the kanaim, the kanaim. The obvious question is, you're telling me if it has kanaim, then it's a simon that it's a chaya, and tzachaya came an essence from the chaylev. Doesn't an ox also have horns? Doesn't a goat also have horns? So Gemara is going to go and address that momentarily. But before we get to that, the Gemara tells us, and by the way, there's a keresh, very, very special animal, or a special chaya, alva bisha ein loy ella keren achas, even though it only has one horn. If I'm not mistaken, it's called a unicorn, but we're going to see down below in the Gemara, l'choyra, this is not a current chai that lives now because it has these humongous proportions, as the Gemara is going to tell us in another few minutes. Anyway, we're going to get back to the Keresh. But in the meantime, Zukti Yimura, so Keresh, Avu Pishem Le'el Keren Echad, doesn't have two, it only has one, it's ultimate. Zukti Yimura, Uklulihi, you're telling me that the Iker is Kanaim, Kanaim, horns. Vari Eis, Diyesh Le Kanaim. Every single Eis, every goat has horns, utlafayim and sata hooves, v'chal v'yuset, shesach habayim, shesach nishka chayim. So what do you tell me? Kanaim etlafayim, and eizot kanaim etlafayim. So now the Gemara is going to, over the next few lines, talk about the shape and the figuration, the configuration of the horns. Zukti Gemara, we talk about a chayim kruchais v'inan, sedav zan kruchais, vus main kruchais, So Rashi is a kruchais, you see, on the first of the narrow lines. Gildi, gildi, klipa al klipa, ke'en kani yashar. That means it's layered. Layered means it's not just a simple horn, layers of horn. Freiti mura, v'harishar, Rashi himself said that by yashar, kani yashar are layered, gildi, gildi. So shor is dachnish ka chayis, dachabayma, v'harishar de kruchais v'chal bay user. So it's incorrect. Now, at this time, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, put away kruchais, they have to be charukais. What's the touch of charukais? So Rashi says, charukais, meleois, pegimois, v'charitzim. It has all types of clefts and crevices in it. In other words, it's not flat. You see, from time to time, it has like it's as if it's engraved inside the horn. Oh, dus is a simon that dus is nishven abahima, dus is fenachai. Charukais bina. Every Aze's horn is charukais. It has these grooves and stuff in it, and nevertheless the chaylev is usse. Every one mifutzula is binan. Ask him mifutzul. Mifutzul means that it branches out. Since it branches, we'll see what that means in a moment. It doesn't branch out. The chalbay is mitter because tzvi happens to be a chaya, but it doesn't have the simen of kanayim mifitzulais. It's a mifitzulais. Now, before we continue on, Rashi says, I don't understand the Gemara. Every deer that I've ever met is always mifutzulais. Especially if you live in Muncie, a place like that, you see deer all the time. So if you see the male deers with the antlers, zeistach has mifitzulais. Mifitzulais means it has these nice, it branches here on top. The tzvi is the middle one. It has the branches. This is the gazelle, no branches. This is the steinbuck. We'll see Rashi in a moment. These are very, very pretty. You see the grooves. Isn't that nice grooves? Yeah, shine charukais. However, it doesn't. It's not mifutzulis. Only the tzvi is mifutzul. Right?
So
Neila. Yeah, Neila. So we have a big problem. What does Gemara say? The tzvi is mifutzul or not? What's the Gemara? What's the Gemara?
Oh,
you say tach? You get those? They are mifutzulis. Yeah, it says the branches out.
The Torah doesn't say what a chayim ma'im is.
The Torah only starts off zoyis abahima shatoichli, and then it goes on right after enumerating the three of the four simunim, and then it adds on from the chaya the ayel tzvi v'yachmur. It doesn't have any other description, any other simunim. And the Gemara says we see from that pushe that chay is b'chlal b'haima, because we start off zoyis abahima shatoichli. And it goes through the various, and then it goes straight into Ayil Tzvi V'Yachmur from the Chay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemura for a moment. We just saw the picture that Tzvi is Yom Mefitzel. So that's why Rashi gets very upset. If you look at the Rashi, about four or five lines above where we are in the Gemara. Even our own Torah, Rav Moshe Chaim originally said it's not mefitzulis, but then he saw the pictures of Mahmoud mefitzulis. The nearer be'enai, shemasha onu koydim tzvi, loy hoyu heim koydim tzvi. What we call deer, this is nishta zelva. El oysan hanikruin steinbok. The kanaim shalahan, einan mefitzulon. This is the eshta that he has over here, the steinbok, and it's attack in parentheses, steinbok. And in Finn's English, he calls it the ibex. I-B-E-X. What's the ibex? The chweisnish. But that is the Steinbock, and that is the Tzvi that we're referring to.
What's the touch of Mefutzolos?
Mefutzolos means branches, branching off the Mefutzol. Getting back to our Gemara, so Bahari Tzvi de Mefutzolos, so we're not talking about the deer, we're talking about the Steinbock according to Rashi. The Chalba is Mitter, because it's a Chayim. So Tzimor Chadura is being an Ah Medavtachum Chadura. Now, what's my Chadura? Rashi says that we are now talking Chadura. Agulay Shemati, but Rashi is not happy with that. And he says, rather, it's from Lushan Chad, that it's very, very sharp. And because Rashi says it's sharp, the Rav Ranjburg says that the real gears should not be Chadurois, it should be Chadudois, that it's really Chad, very sharp. Hilkach, so bottom line is, Hey Chad Mifsula, if you go and find a Chai, where you see that the Karnayim Mifsula, which are branching, like that of what we call the deer, Loidina v'loidina. There's an ishtu kashale avada datus kusha. Heich the loy mitzvah, if it doesn't branch, but inen kruchois, it has to be kruchois, meintuch, it has to have layers. It has to be chadurois, means it has to be sharp, and it has to be charukois with the crevices, with the grooves in it. Behu the mivla cherkai, but the crevices should not be so boiled, but rather they should merge one into the other as if they're swallowed up. In other words, they're very, very close. Kamat mekenizayin, so that's zami gekvetched. V'hainus veikin, that's the reason why we have the suffix by the Ezer Karkois. An Ez, a goat that comes from the Shtutim, from the region called Karkois. What's the Shaila? The Karkois has all of the Simunim, says Rashi. It says Krichois, Mitchadirois, Mitcharikois, Neganzi Geschäft. The problem is that they call it Ez Karkois. Why would they call it a goat if it happens to be a chaya? Is a chasim nefshi to your goat? Oh, if it's a goat, then it's not a chaya, then it's a behaima. And the Gemara Taka tells us, here is a karkois, they have a bay Reish Kalisa. There was that famous karkois goat was in the house of the Reish Kalisa. The uker moli tzana de tarba minot. But getting in ganza tzana, ganza baskets full of tarba of chayla from it, because it had all of these simunim, and they said, oh, since the kanayim makricha, it's chadira, it's charika, it's ram, ram. So mizach zan, it's a chaya, but he guess, and all of that schmaltz, and then after that they had cholesterol and problems with their arteries. Rav Achai Usur, Rav Achai said, nay, metunish esen, the name, because it's a sufik, maybe this is an ez, maybe this is a behemah, and not a chay. Rav Shmuel bar Ravui, uchu minei, he did eat from it. Kuriya nafshe, Rav Shmuel bar Ravui said about himself, you know why I'm eating? It's not that I did my own due diligence and my own chokhmah and wisdom. Mepri pi ish tizba bitnai, says Rashi. Mepri pi ish means ichagalem by agroisa Rebbe. Rashi doesn't say who the Rebbe was. And et me angalent this halucha. And since I had the pedus of pi ish of ma Rebbe, ich kem falozen of them, tizba bitnai, as a result, I can satisfy my stomach. So therefore, if you have a kabbalah in your family, in your yeshiva, from your ruv, from your Rebbe, and that's the reason why I eat. So, Chumitam, Merkishik Fenet Yisrael, Hilchas HaKavuzi Dishmiel Barei Debavoy, and therefore you're allowed to eat from Eiz Karkois, you're allowed to eat the Chalev, because it's in fact a Chaya and Nishka Behaim. I, Rav Achai, said before Usir, Vizor Rabbeinu Achoy. When you see Rabbeinu Achoy, don't chepper with him. Don't say to Rabbeinu Achoy, the Gemara said, we pass like Shmiel, we don't pass like you. Because of Achui Gvein from the Gedoyli Hadar, Shemeir Eine Goylehi. Ah, he was Meir Eine Goyle, and so therefore, don't chepper with him. Rashi says, if you want, you can engage him in discussion and say, Efshadoch, I'll bring a Rai from the Rama, I'll bring a Rai from the Chonorach. So do a Chivis Rabbi Kiva, I get you. I'm sorry for that. Remember, that's coming up. Please, what do you, how do you, what means Meir? He enlightens and he illuminates. From the Aliyin was Engulis. Boy, you translate much better now. And we continue on. Oh, and not only that, you have Rabbeinu Gershom or Agoyla. Right? If you want to know where Rabbeinu Gershom is, he's here on the side on the margin. The Keresh, Avo Pisha, Inli, Ella Keren, Achas Mitter. That this sounds more or less, it sounds very esoteric. In other words, I don't know that there is such a carriage. Maybe I've shown. See, when I'm all dinosaurs. Did you ever see a dinosaur except in a museum and in pictures?
On the movies.
It's a movie. It's a movie Methilish, a movie with Shane Methilish. Omer Vihidim. Keresh Tavia. Tavia means Tzvi. Tzvi, obviously, is deer. The Be'ilui. Rashi said Be'ilui is the name of a Ya'ar. Ya'ar is a forest. You have a forest, Keresh. How, and Tigris, which sounds like the word tiger, that's Ari de Be'ilui. That is a lion that comes Be'ilui from a forest. Omer of Kahana, Teisha Amasahava Bein Una Luna the Ari de Be'ilui. That Ari de Be'ilui, which we just described, that Tigris, you see how huge it is. Bein Una Luna means between one ear and the other ear, it's the bright of its head. The width of its head was 9 amis. Means like 18 feet. Can you imagine? The bright that this is. Omer of Yosef. Shitzer amis have imashkei the tavi de Beilui. The tavi de Beilui, that's the carriage that we spoke about. Its length is 16 amis length. 16 amis long. That means this behind this high is 32 feet long. Can you push them?
Now
16 is amis. How much is that in feet? Every amis 2 feet. So 2 times 16 is 32. Omale kesel rishib ben chanan. Elekechem ka'ariyah mesil. Your heilige God is compared to an ariyah. It says in the pasuk, ariyah shog mi loy yira. The ariyah goes and roars, a lion. Don't you get scared? Now the Gemara leaves out the second part of the pusik. The second part of the pusik is Hashem Elikim diber milo yinove. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaks, who is not going to go and prophesize and say Neviyah? So you see that the Pusik is making a parallel comparison between the Ari Shuag and Hashem Elikim. So Frey Timura, Ma'ir Abuse, what's the big godless that you're saying? Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a lion. Parsha Kutal Aryeh, if you have a good archer, a good hunter, he goes and shoots one arrow or one rifle, and he kills the Aryeh. So it doesn't Ishka Groysis have to say that Rav Kadosh was like an Aryeh. We're not talking about that, the irregular line. We're talking about the Aryeh. So the Kesar now challenged Rabbi Shia B'Chananya, and he said to him, nearly, I want to see it. I want you to bring it down here to my office, here to the palace. I want to see it. I don't have, you think I have one by me in the corral in the back of the store? Amalei Ibra, no. Chazinalei, I want to see it. Steiner von Kopp, ich bin der Kaiser, I want to see it. Hui Rachmi, so Rabbi Shimon Chananya was inspired to Heidegger Beshefer, his Akir Mituchtei. So, in fact, wherever that Aryeh DeBeilui was, it came out of its lion's den, literally, it came out, and it started walking towards the palace of the Grace of Kesa. Kevamarchik Arba Meir Parsi, when it was 400 parsuas away, 400 parsuas is the equivalent of approximately 120 miles away. Niem Chadkule gave one roar, Apilu Kolmabar to any Ishu Mu'uberes in that 400 was Mapo from the roar of that line. Veshur Dureim Minofal, and the wall in Rome fell down to the ground. At America class may parsi, it's making progress. It's now 300 parsuas away. Niem kolachrin another roar. Natur kachi vishini de gavri. People's teeth and their molars and their gums started falling out. But afhi, and even he the kaiser, nofu mekirsai de ara. He fell down from his kisei malchus onto the ground. Like Nebuchadnezzar, I got as if it was an earthquake. Omalei metusi menachs, and now the kaiser to gebeten berachme mechbeta kibishi bechananya boy rachmi alei to lehel lift is old chaim gain chtatish on the aridi beloi. You proved your point. You definitely say boy rachmi alei v'hadli yasu tzaka tricking on. Just one more story. Omalei kaiser bishu bechananya beinu dechsti lekayche. I want to see the heidi gebeshefa. Omalei loy mitzis chuzi lehak. Can't show you God. Omalei ibra chazina. I want to see him. Ozal, so he said, okay, Kim Teros. Ozal, Ukme, the Hadi Yoim at Tkifas Tamas. He took him out 12 o'clock midday, Tkifas Tamas, like now in Tamas. Omele Yistaklebe, go and look up towards the Shemayim, towards the Shemesh. Omele Matzi, I can't look at the sun, it's just so overbearing, overwhelming, I can't look at the sun. Omele, Yoim at the Chad Mishamshi, the Kaim Mikam at the Kitchabrihi, Amis, Loimitzin, the Tkilebe, just one Shamas from the Heilige Meshef at the Shemesh, you see that you cannot go and look at. Shchina, like Coach of the Chavani, you can't look at the Shchina. And so he was convinced, and that's the end of that shtickle. We're going to continue mentioning tomorrow with further case of the Shimon Tanai. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you.